Blog Talk Radio.
Killing us one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we've grown to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes, ones you left out. Jobs were given better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killing the unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free, you ask me. It's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, stupid bitch, lie to me. It makes me strong. I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. She keeps someone from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building. I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. Words of wisdom. America. I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with false imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil scheme. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turned the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the crime. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. Let every brother have to smother on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's attainable, they're pulling your sleeve. Don't believe, cause it'll strike you. Pulling the light from your brain, I can't explain. Make it so you can't attain from what you came. You sweat to the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Inequality, though they had us beaten when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand. America. You reap what you sow. Two-pocalypse. America's nightmare. Ice Cube from the lynch mob. America's nightmare. Above the law. America's nightmare. Past. America's nightmare. Public enemy. America's nightmare. KRS-One. New African Panther, America's Nightmare. Tulu Shakur, America's Nightmare. Geronimo Pratt, America's Nightmare. Sada Shakur, America's Nightmare.
What's going down? What's going down? What's going
It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dolphin, back at you again from the Southern Root Radio, as we're about to hit you with another blockbuster combo. And believe me, it's going to be your combo.
Let's go.
I got the Master Biller right here. Came into the studio. He co-hosting with it. Got his digital equipment rocking and rolling. That's on his station. Holla, holla, holla.
Master Biller's one with the big man himself.
So it is what it is.
That's right, baby.
The channels are relaying. We on one camera here, while we on another camera over here, while we on another camera over here. The channels are relaying.
Yeah.
So other than that, we're going to get into it today. And we're going to get into something that's very, very serious to show why they had to come with this opium drug game, why they had to sit here and lie to you and give you a fairy tale life, and why your materialistic world don't mean diddly squat when it comes to natural disasters who come and tear it up anyway. So with that being said, we're going to show you who, why, and how they took you away from your world. And believe me, it is a world they took you away from.
For sure, bro.
So you want to, we're going to find out even more evidence that the world was flooded purposely and not by something out the sky for all you Bible heads, for all you space cadets who comment that came out the sky. Wrong. I wish it would have. If that's the case, they still would be coming out the sky, tearing up the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't happening, Captain, is it? All right, then. Now, with that being said, we're going to get into something that caught my attention, okay? King, when you first hear about rocks and deal with rocks, you always know them to have like a rough, crispy edge, something that doesn't have like a flat design.
Yeah, it's not smooth, really. Not all the time.
No, it ain't a stone.
No, it's not a stone.
Yeah. Well, King, how about if we came across something where I showed you that you have something out there of construction form with a different type of metallic rock, in addition to that, how the government or government or even a coward that may be, forget the government, cowards that may be, who doing this garbage, how they tearing it all up and breaking it all down because they don't want to comprehend how you fit on the puzzle chart to be this one big cycle of our species and how we have different cultures. And ain't nothing wrong with having different cultures, and we supposed to have different cultures. Because guess what, King? If we in Florida, and let's say I'm in Florida and you somewhere else, my eyes can't see at the stars like how your eyes can see the stars.
No, it's two different times.
Yeah, I can't eat the protein that you eat.
Two different landmasses.
Yeah.
Algae and stuff form and grow.
Yeah.
Heat and everything, cold, all of that. All that plays a big difference on the physiology of a certain being, right, and or species.
Now, in common with that, how you have different species of the same prototype, but on different parts of land and different parts of the planet, don't insects mainly colonize the same way?
Yeah, it's called mimicry. They mimic. It's passed down during the DNA. Nothing divulges from that mimicry. It's something that's been going on for, oh my God, since the first ant maybe. That's mimicry.
That's a big question.
Yeah.
Who was the first ant? That's pretty deep.
They
beat up
for the first hand.
For the first hand out there.
For real.
Living 10 times his weight.
I'm talking
and
about
got wings.
And got wings.
For sure. All right. Okay. Well, the reason why I brought that up, okay, today, like I said, we're going to get into something. Mainly, I'm going to have three conversations about three different topics, but they're going to culminate into one. I said they're going to culminate. Into one.
Culminate.
There you go. So first thing first. Now, We're going to dig up into these basalts, but what caught my attention was, hey, Mike, what caught my attention was the fact that, and I'm waiting on something to load up right fast. Let me see. Let me refresh my page. But what caught my attention was certain animal deities, not animal deities, but certain locations where this rock formation was coming from.
Mm.
And long story short, when I seen it getting broken down into, and I was like, hold up, something don't look right here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something don't look right here. So long story short, just a prime example of, okay, you see how you have this basalt that's been bent? And this was one chance to go and shake. And to give you a good idea of what it looked like before, I'm going to back out of this one, and I'm going to go to the actual one above, which is this one here. This is actually how it looks. This is actually how it looks. And you see the different type of formations on it to where it's broadcasting you a trajectory that shows architect.
Mm.
You see, architect. I mean that something or someone or some people got busy with cutting stone at an elevation or height. You hear me? At an elevation or height. And to prove this even more, we're going to dig into something. I got to pull to the side over here, but I'm going to bring you to what they call the pyramid, underwater pyramid in Japan, okay? We're going to bring that up and to clarify some things that underneath your feet, we're going to show you how underneath your feet it goes. So with that being said, let's get into the situation. Now, when I do this one little maneuver, you know, and make this type of a style to it, don't get mad when I was the first one to piece it together and no one else didn't bother to piece it together, okay? We're going to come to this particular picture right here. And purposely, these people took these pictures a certain way so y'all don't understand what's going on. But I'm going to get into it. Matter of fact, I use this one. I copy it, save the image as, go to the desktop. All right, desktop, boom. All right, now save to the desktop. This is it over here. Okay, this is it over here. How is it, whatever. Okay, even better. Now, mind you, I want to kind of do a 360 on you.
And for those of y'all, I give y'all a close view.
Okay, it's even better.
Well,
it's even better right here. All right. Forget how the guy looks. Exclude him out the picture. All right? So we're going to come back to this one right here, all right? Or even better, we'll come to a different one where we got the angle cuts on it. Now, mind you, just like this one here that has the angle cut because I changed the picture, I flew back to the way it originally was. This is how they took it to give you that illusion. But vice versa, you can see just off the way this angle cut is coming down here, that's at a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with this being cut and sliced the way it's sliced. I turn it upside down for you. That way you can see it at this angle. And it's going up. Notice it's the same construction here like you see all up in here. All up in here.
This is underwater.
And this is underwater.
Right, wait,
this is underwater. This is underwater. So this goes to show you that, yes, it may be on a flat surface because the illusion of the water and the flooding and all that, the bubbles going up. Yeah, we see where it's going, but you take away this water, guess what? I'm seeing a rock world here.
Going straight up.
I'm seeing a rock world here. You see? I'm seeing a rock world here. Or even if I have it upside down, because where they got this thing built, they got where this stuff sloping down, coming down.
Mm-hmm.
You see, even under here, it's channel coming in down. So this goes to show you how this land mass may have been altered or have they built it. Either way, it's the same crew. It's the same crew.
Yeah, it has the same exact MO.
So mind, keep that in mind. Now watch this. We're going to pull up something called Google Maps. We're going to pull up old Google. We're going to pull up on Google. Let's go to the satellite picture. That's the only way we're going to break it down to the bone brittle. You understand what I'm saying?
Bone brittle.
This time we're gonna break it down to the bone bristle. All right. Let's take it. Let me see. Let's back up out of this. Back up. Zoom out. Zoom out. Zoom out. Okay. Okay. We're gonna go past all this algae in an island. Okay. We're gonna zoom out. Now you look at these straight line trails in here. When has the earth ever carved straight line trails at the bottom of the earth's surface when it's supposed to be lumpy, uneven, any of that stuff? Oh, it's the way they just ain't drawing nothing. It's catching what it's catching. The camera ain't lying. It's zoomed in. Look at these straight lines. These are tunnels. Tunnels right here under your nose while you going to the club getting busy. Right down underneath your nose, these are tunnels. Tunnels. And what caught my attention with these originally, let me back it up some more, when I had originally was studying over here in West Africa, I saw, you know, a nice little features over here with,
mm-hmm.
And that's what caught my attention with it at first.
So what are these tunnels, what do you suppose they represent, Dola?
Well, think about it, King. If you go back to the 1700s, people was using underground railroads to haul gold.
Like little carts.
Right. Stuff. But either way, there was a railroad there.
Right.
So long story short, somebody flooding the earth would give a perfect reason to hide all this. To hide it all. To hide it all. I mean, it gets nasty. It gets ugly. It gets real ugly. But forget that. This is a perfect example right here. You see all this here?
Wow.
Uneven material. I can roll with
it. Yeah, yeah. That's natural erosion.
And pressure building up with the rock.
Because it's all bumpy. It's not even.
But this here?
Yeah.
This ain't called for, baby. This ain't called for. Matter of fact, we even go to the Pacific side to show you. Man, y'all asleep on the wheel. Look at all this down. Look at all this. Look at this cake over here.
Number straight line.
Straight line. When did the earth ever produce something like this? All the time I would know something like similar to this is crystal salts. As far as the crystal salt mine. Gems. But to sit here and do a whole mile of it?
And then you can see where they intersect. A lot of them, they intersect. They cross each other. I mean, here's one. That's a square all day long. That thing got 1, 2, 3, 4 sides.
4 sides.
All day.
Boy, I'm going to zoom in for you, people. There it is.
Right, and
here.
I'm talking about perfect, too.
There it is right here.
I'm talking about a perfect square.
Look at this right here. This is shaded.
And that's a square.
This is shaded. This is shaded.
And see what he's showing y'all? He's showing y'all underground mining and moving material in such mass amounts with most likely primitive working, but at the same time, look at the structure that's being shown that's papered everywhere. Like there is nothing here that's not missing. Everything is boom, 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 boom. They've been busy. Busy.
And look at it. This is a lie. Now, this is supposed to be an island. You see, it's in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the middle. Boom, boom. Checkpoint, right?
Yeah, intersection right there.
And just because it's an island don't mean, the elevation don't mean that they can't go down in that earth on that land. Yes, they can. And you can see it as the elevation is. You know, you got these uneven structures right here. Give me this all day. Whoop-de-doo. But this other stuff here with these lines coming this way, 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 this way. Oh, the land stretching. That's nice. Let it be crooked when it stretch.
Because if you think about it, nature don't follow no straight line path of nothing.
And if it was bent, I'll revert back to the original one I had brought up. You'd have seen this. And that's exactly what you see down there at the bottom. Right here, within this region right here. And I'm going to pull that on up a little bit.
And that's in a circular bent motion.
That's all that right there. Like a stream of basalt. Just all caked up right here.
And that's natural.
this here with these lines, you got to prove to me why is this line making this design. Going straight and cutting that way. Going straight and cutting that way.
That's mining. Y'all can simply see that that's being mined. All that stuff is being collected and moved.
Look how long this is.
I mean, that is a conveyor belt for your ass.
Look how long this is.
And not even a conveyor belt. My bad, y'all. I'm talking about literally hauling stuff out of there in barrels.
Bro, they're using speed that defines the speed of light. They extend something from one spot to another.
So what are you saying? We got extraterrestrials?
No, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this, because our people are so sophisticated to be building something like this, you know, over here on this side of the block. My man, it ain't hard to figure it out, because if somebody's doing this over here, well, how come this over here,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this over here ain't looking like this over here? You see, you can tell they stopped.
And as you see, if y'all look at this, and thanks for y'all tuning in once again, special guest, Master Builder, which is myself, Dolomite, the man himself, he out here trying to show y'all some evidence of some real sneaky shit. Y'all see how this is all rock form, it's just solid
uneven,
and stuff,
no
uneven,
order.
No order, that's nature.
This over here?
That right there?
Order.
That's order.
That's order.
Structure.
And nature don't bring that kind of order.
And you can't do that with no hand either. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody finna shit up there with no pick, no hammer. And let me big it up on y'all on my screen right now. Y'all see that, y'all? That ain't no way that a person with regular tools can look at that one, y'all.
Look at that. Look at that, man. That's embarrassing.
And that stuff don't grow like that now. That doesn't go that way.
For y'all to walk this planet and totally ignore your ancestors' architecture, and y'all getting high, and you know you will.
And if you didn't know, these are octagon shapes. These are all octagons. If you could look down right here, don't show them the ones with the top of it. And mind y'all, this stuff is so beautiful. It's so breathtaking. When you see this kind of stuff, you're like, how did this happen? How could this kind of formation of rock take place? And like, look at this one. Y'all see how this stuff is? You got one grooving to the.
It's drastic. You can tell somebody did this carving. You can tell somebody carved it this way. Man, look at this. And I guarantee you, I know they would mimic the animals on the planet that have horns and tusks. Again, when you come to a place you've never been before, you're going to want to, you know, copy something that's harmless and friendly.
Yeah, unless, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Unless, you know.
You know, other than that, you know, what's the only reason we got tribal stuff because we fight against amongst each other, so we take on the strongest animal in our region. I got it. Whoop-de-doo. I was talking about before the fighting, before the war, when it was straight science. Who betrayed that order? They got everybody hooked on the drug. Who betrayed that order and gave us this right here?
Now, for those of y'all who say,
well, go look at Superman at home.
Hey, y'all,
home.
Y'all remember the Fortress of Solitude, right?
They won't let me blow it up. Okay, never mind.
They got the same imagery of the solid cut stone
basalt,
which is right in here. And if you think about it, what he just said earlier, your ancestors, they did some marvelous work. And mind you, this wasn't done with no hand and chisel. Now you see what that is? Those are real big ass pieces of crystal stalactite. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up, y'all. This is real stuff. If you never saw anything like this before, this place should know how your planet looks from the inside in certain areas.
And what they always say, don't judge someone from the outside.
Look on the inside. Don't judge a book from the outside. You got to open it up, and you got to literally take reading
yeah.
to the next level.
Yeah, right.
Reading is fundamental.
But see, when we look at this, it shows that, you know, somebody can easily chase us away until, you know, you see it at this divine way. You know, and, you know, and no, I'm going to do one even better. Let me back it on up and show you something. And then the reason why I got to show you. All right. I had to go to all, like, a couple of desert areas and find out what's going on with the basalt in high temperature form just to get a remembrance of this situation right here that you see as far as the breakdown of the material, okay? So now, when I went ahead and did the research on it and went to first Mexico, this is Mexico right here, and you can see it has the algae going around it, X, Y to the Z on it. No big deal, right? Same for here from another image of it. So here we can see clear as day, you got some algae flowing off it because, you know, the water from the rivers transferring into a lake. Now, mind you, when we got to the Middle East, we saw something different. We saw something ugly. Stabbing. Now, here's the basalt area, okay? I'm going to zoom on out. This is the basalt. You see there's some flat and it's still there from some of the material the way they've been hacked. Somebody broke it down. Hiding the evidence, right? Okay. Well, some obviously hit it from another planet. Otherwise, you would have some indentation right here. And this stuff wouldn't have been compressed like a field. It would have been scattered all over.
Mm-hmm.
So that ends that argument. Now, to show you that someone was breaking this stuff down by putting people on the opium and XYZ, we're going to go right here on over to modern construction. This is all basalt you see here. Shattered. You can see it all over here on the canyon side. Shattered. All back here, shattered. Man, they were knocking this stuff down, man. They were knocking it down to prove to you visually before they built this highway, you have basalt showing high sophistication of people in the ancient culture all over here.
It really were.
And this is in the Americas.
And mind you, excellent people at mining and grabbing raw material. Mind you, if you didn't know, they were gathering raw material.
Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, whenever you see these type of canyon structures, ancient culture was there. They just selling you a story to make it seem like there's no life there. You ignore the rock. Go have your fun. That's the name of the game, keeping you entertained.
And it's like keeping you focused.
Or making you catch on to bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have that in perspective. We have to sit here and show what's the reason for the trees. You see, I have went back and checked. Matter of fact, I'm going to go a little further. This is what it looked like even more. You see it's been grind down from off all this.
Yeah, totally different.
It's been grinding down.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm looking at something right now. I wish I could zoom in more, but right up in here.
There's an opening.
You look like slabs.
Uh-huh.
You look like slabs of stone.
Yeah, because you can see them.
They cut.
Two. Yeah, you can
they
see
them. They cut
it.
In level.
Yeah.
But you ride past it, you ain't going to see it because the stuff is uneven to your eyesight. But far away, and you back it on up. Mind from that, you can see the whole big picture here. So keep that in mind, but I'm going to go further with it to prove the connection to what I'm saying. Okay? Here's another location of the same place. But again, cut stone, slab stone. You can see all day the limestone is just there. It's just hiding with the algae. Man, people, we have some awesome things going on. Somebody did some serious betrayal. And for this gravel to be sitting here, that means it was once solid and standing up. Something ain't just going to sit there and be a mound like that. Rock don't break down that way, especially with basalt. But somebody's sitting here smashing the hell out of it and grinding it down like that. Well, who the only one around here doing some, you know, that type of architect with big dump trucks bigger than a building? You got to haul sand somewhere.
Yeah.
And chances are they're using the same material and mixing it with concrete to make buildings.
And they blast these areas and turn it into their kind of rock dust, stone dust, and like he said, use it for raw building material. Because I've seen where they, I've seen places where they have big blasting guns with high pressure, bro, and you know it's a mix of sodium and stuff like, and they break that rock down.
Not just that, but you know what that nigga do too?
What's that?
I take it back to the 49ers day, the 1700s. Man, they're digging that earth, get that pipe, digging that earth, and pull that well line up, and use that for fracking. And when they go to the fracking,
yeah,
all that coming
down, that's what that sediment right now.
Yeah, spraying it from side to side. You can see by the water, you know, left over, it was like leveled.
Yep.
It's leveling down. The same way you sit here in pressure spray or concrete or pressure spray wood. You get the same result. You get the same result. So, I mean, it's a game they playing here. And your world was sophisticated and smart. Somebody tore it down as far as the scenery of it, and now they got it underground.
What do you mean, man? What do you mean our world? Like, what do you mean? We, this, you mean to say this, our planet that we mold and shape? And we,
it don't make no sense for a person to say, okay, an alien built this.
Because they always saying aliens coming to
with just a little as far as the attire bringing fire. Okay? We're going to dig it to you. Here you go right here. Plain mountain scenery that you would see. Not even a mountain. More like a canyon structure. Almost similar to a Dafupa that you would see over on the Congo side. No, I'm sorry, the nuclear side. Addition to that, it looks regular, right? I blow it up for you. Ooh, ah, cattle. Ooh, ah, dirty water, muddy water. Ooh, ah, desert-like scenery. That looks boring to me in my so-called sophisticated women empowerment life. It's y'all, too. Y'all finna get slapped over the head as well. I ain't holding no punches. Let's kick it on over. This is what it really looks like up close. They ain't gonna show you this part. These are homes. These are homes. These are homes. All up here on the balcony, baby. Homes. All up here on this balcony, baby. Homes. All up here on this balcony, baby. Homes. Here it is right here. Let me blow it up for you some more. As you can see by the construction, from the angles it takes, or even them being a frontal view, it's similar to the basalt. It's similar to the basalt. These people know who did build what and how they built it. Now, notice the straw hats up here on top of, you know, the structure. Keep that in your head for a second while I move on. Mm. Bam. Here goes some more of it. Here goes some more of it. Homes. Homes. We got a window right here. Many people can climb the rock like a lion does when it climbs a mountain to chase after that ram up there in the
airport. Before you leave this,
go ahead.
Listen, come on. I know y'all look at all them movies like Clash of the Titans and stuff. They got this same structure where people live in the side of the mountains and rock area. This is the same thing, and they're showing you your own ancestral culture, the way they build certain things depending on what side of the planet you was on at the time.
And there's more features of it. More features of it.
I mean, all the movies y'all watch where the mummy movies, I mean, anything where it took you back into ancient times, they showed y'all these same structures. They showing y'all just how your ancestors lived and cultivated things using raw material. And come on, that's some of the best shepherd in the world right there.
See, another thing, I'm glad you said that involving the movie. Mm-hmm. Now, see, they give you this study here, but what kind of people they would put to hide that illusion?
Exactly.
They would give you that Middle Eastern people to hide and totally cover that up. And they would have a brother dressed in a Arab clothes, either with a turban or a turtle.
Totally the wrong outfit, the wrong person. Don't belong in that set.
You know how hard it is, man? Why would you say this crap yourself? That's one thing for the male side. For the female side, I understand because she cursed fires. She got to cover up some things, you know?
Yeah, she got some open areas that needs to, because, you know, yeah.
And then some of them anemic as well.
Exactly.
So this is some more of the featuring that you would see there at their particular location. You can see the brother right here sitting there chilling with a shirt, got on some pants. I don't know if it's shorts or leggings, but he's chilling. He's in the shade with him. And just about where that sun at, you can tell that sun is south of his position.
For sure.
And you can see the shadow right there. So, you know, the reason why I bring this, and matter of fact, there's something even more, even over here in the cut, you can see little stones over here, clammed up. Now you can see where they got the idea of it from because of the way they used to design it with the basalt. They didn't need mortar. They know how to stack stones. Again, they didn't need mortar. They know how to stack stones. These are facts, man. And we're going to show you who the people are. Now, here goes some brothers here. They used to this. Going around in there, got like a nice little window here, a little opening.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the rebar for the wood. And you can tell how old this wood is, but it's staying there.
And
that
moves. Hey, and guarantee you, you get hit with that there, you ain't coming back.
Oh no.
You heard of petrified?
A person knock you silly, boy. Your mama, your grandma, your son, give me that branch off the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Go get one of these out the stove.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to act life
for the rest. But and your children and the rest of their life won't have that witness.
And the ghost tells about how you got the book. But long story short, again, you can see that our people were acting just like him. And stop running around to get the games in. Only one culture was in caves. Man, we had to live in a mountainside. I'm going to show you why later on. We're going to get a detail in that. But you can see they span the whole entire balcony parts of these particular stone structures or rock formation structures that's on the part of the mountain that they sat there and carved and had placed there for a reason so that people could easily cross from one spot to another. You see, so these are ways of people sitting here living and keeping themselves safe and protected from certain things. And we're going to show you one of the things they had to protect themselves from. I don't care who you are on this planet, your culture started out within this kind of confinement for a reason. And we're going to go there. We're going to go there. So here, all of a sudden, okay, so now we're going to dig into this picture right here. You see this symbol right here? It's like a fork up top, and then you like got two arms on the side, and then you got a circle at the bottom, okay? Again, it looks like you have a fork up top, one, two, three, similar to a trident, or it could be a trident.
Wow.
Because the trident goes back far, and these rocks look like they come around the town when the symbol is popping, but you see the different cuts in the grooves of this particular building.
And mind y'all, people, listen here, family, these are homes. Do you hear me? These are entrances into the structures that are built. You know how people have their nice doors on their, this is no different. He's showing y'all the entrance and the doorways to people's homes and where they store food. Weapons, possibly, and any other things, raw materials and such. Our ancestors live in these fashions, and look at the interesting carvings. Like this, like I don't know what that would represent, but that looks like a certain person with certain status will be able to go through that door. Like this is my door.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? This is your door.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's like building 106.
One of the masters and one of the students.
Exactly.
And you can see they got a parallel point here based on different degrees, like it's looking like Shaolin Temple. But that's some awesome carving, man.
That is, man. That's
some awesome. If they wanted to, they could have carved on this, but they chose to chill out. They could have had to use this down here, but they did it to remind them of their ancient culture from back when.
Yo, what's up, Simon? Thanks for tuning in, man. Childhood friend of mine, that's the brother right there.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? With my main man, Dola Mike. Hey, listen, y'all. The man is trying to show y'all what's ours and what's been made to look like ours.
Because,
See, y'all know the wolf in the sheep clothing. This is the wolf in the sheep clothing. But he's showing y'all exactly who were the originals and then versus who trying to cover up a few things to make it look like, you know.
Everybody else that's possible.
Exactly.
And I ain't rolling with that. So I'm like, that means you get to sneak right back in that group and this whole thing start over again, but worse.
For sure.
So again, you see that symbol there? Guess what the group it belongs to? Here it is right here. You can see clear as day, the same symbol that you've seen on the building, the brothers are rocking it right here in the dance. All right? And when I first seen this, you can go and peep it out on the lost civilization of West Africa. There's one of them groups. It's not the Ashanti video. It's one of the other groups that's dealing with this group over here. And, man, look at here. The family had it going on. They ain't never forget their peoples. Besides Nubia, they one of the last remnants to hold on, including Tanzania as well.
Well, where you think this location is right here, though?
This is Mali.
Now, for you, Tommy, who just asked, this is in Mali.
Let me back it up for you, King.
He's going to back it up because he's asking a few questions. Hey, Ms. Johnson, thanks for tuning in, my love.
There you go, right there.
Keep showing you on the map.
It's right there.
That's
right
in
there.
Mali.
If you're going to go, what is that? Burkina Faso. If you go just a little bit on the central west side of it, it's right in that region where that red dot is, King. That's their territory.
And mind you, neighboring Nigeria, I mean, Chad, you got all these places.
Now, Chad always had ancient culture here.
Yeah,
because they got rock formations there. But Nigeria, Cameroon, Benin, y'all got some explaining to do, baby. Y'all got some explaining to do because y'all ain't rocking these formations, man, and y'all can't, man. Y'all ain't rocking any formations in your camp. Well, it's jungle-like material. Brother, don't let me bring up the Champa tribe in Cambodia in their jungle, and don't let me bring up the brothers in the Olmecs over there from Central America to the northern parts of South America. Don't let me, because all that's jungle. Ain't no excuse for y'all not to have nothing in y'all territory. Zero excuse.
Trying to tell you.
Which means y'all ain't built nothing when y'all came there. Because y'all came there. You wasn't born there. If you were born there, you would have built there. You didn't do it. And you ain't gotten to prove that you did something. Until y'all cough up something, to me, y'all primary suspect with the opium pushing because y'all dressed like the Iron Sheik. Let's just be open with it, man.
Mr. Thomas, say thank you, King, for that clarification.
Yeah, no problem.
He loves what you're saying.
No problem.
He definitely
no problem. But this is the reason why, and you notice what's below it, the Congo. So when the brothers snatched us up from out of Africa and, you know, put us on their ship, what group is over here, though?
Hey, listen.
Benin, Nigeria, Cameroon.
Did you hear what the man said? The who snatched us up?
The brothers who snatched us up out of the Congo.
Brothers who snatched us up out of
See, they going to dress in the what type of clothes? That turk.
That turkey.
That turk. That red turk.
Yep.
In the,
with the tall hat.
The fez, I'm sorry. And that dress code, even though it's king in our culture, under Nubian, is split. And originally, it wasn't always red. It was black, too. But you was finding Fez over there on Easter Island. They got them lined up on their crown helmet. In addition to that, the old ancient culture coming up out of Ethiopia and that Kush and transferring on over to Nubia, they started rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Because our ancestors really used to trade. The centerpiece trading point back then was Antarctica. Don't let them sell you with all that ice, man, because you got stone circles there. And you got spiral circles in Antarctica to prove to you that our culture was over there. And why would you sit here and take a boat across if the water ain't there yet?
Man, listen. From what you said earlier about we've been snapped by our own neighbors and people alike, what was the reason for them to start snapping people from different areas and
because at that time, during from the 1600s a little on back, say 1500, I go 15, at most 1400,
mm-hmm.
when it was still prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Colonialism wasn't popping off yet. Colonialism, the leaders was still busy trading with them.
Mm.
And see, this group over here, as far as the Africans, forget the names. Don't even put the names there. Go by the people in the Congo as far as their trade route. Their trade route was always going to South America.
Mm.
Because it's right there. It's right. If this map was even bigger, South America would be right there. No kidding. And you get the islands and whatnot.
So confiscating
the trade route. They killed the trade route because they know if they killed the trade route, this group over here will find out what was going on in this group and why they ain't getting any good. And I got to revert back to who I showed you when I showed you the ancient cultures of the brothers over here, you know, having their own writing system. They look like nothing you saw in Egypt It looked like nothing you saw anywhere else. Only thing I think similar to it was the one on Newby.
Wow.
That show you that you have backstabbing going on, and the writing in Egypt is Assyrian. It is not Nubian.
And it had to be, which you and I talked, and those of you who already caught the Southern Root radio show, I mean, there is a reason, y'all, why this is going on. Now, don't get me wrong. When the man's saying good, man, that means several things, but there is certain other things that were going on that, you know, you, once you make a bad mistake, you can't backtrack out of certain things because you're in too deep.
Very deep, very deep. But see, that's the thing. When somebody started to bring up that information, like I said, when I looked over here, it was studying, what is it, over here. When I was studying Morocco, I'm like, okay, and I started looking at all these, I'm like, what the heck? What the heck is going on here? All right, what the heck is all these lines coming from? I started looking at lines going through here. What you got here? The Strait of Gibraltar. We got 1, 2, 3 tunnels going through the Strait of Gibraltar. Going right into the rock underneath your feet. And look where it's headed. One splitting over here. The other one splitting over here. Look where it's going. Right underneath the ground, baby. Cold bust. Cold bust. Right underneath the ground. That let you know your planet is hollow at a certain area for them to do this kind of construction. You got some hollowness going on here. Cutting through here. Cutting through here.
And how do you think they found that?
And look where it's going to. Right to Italy. It's going to Rome right there.
Listen, y'all, there is a trade line and culture that was going on there of many things.
Matter of fact, just the one I found a long time ago, and Sarah student said, you know, I had sitting in the coordinates, but you see this right here? Man, I was the first one to find this, man. I was the first one to put it out there. Look at this agriculture stuff, man. Look at these lines, these cuts in here, showing you they crop. Massive straight line.
And then you can see the section off.
Yes.
You can see the straight lines, and you can see the sections. You can see the squares. You can see the rectangle shapes. That, as he said, cropping. I mean, there was growing something, no matter if it was food or what have you, but things were being cropped
underground, but that's the reason why these people flooded the earth.
Okay, somebody just asked, so why are they hidden? What's the original name of my people?
What tribe are you talking about, King? Elaborate more on it, and what territory are you talking about in Africa? And that let us know exactly what we're going, because the first thing, what's his name again?
Who that?
And take your light off, because you're killing your energy.
Oh,
your flashlight.
Oh, I got
it.
Yeah, give him a little bit more light.
Oh, okay. Because it's also going to blur on this.
Yeah, you
good. I'm getting camera
good. Yeah, you good. You good.
All right, so find out to help your situation out. Is your name Talk T?
Tommy,
go and find out the type of weapons they use and what it's made from, and find out what other cultures besides the African culture, which is rocking the same thing. Because, brother, it ain't a lot of people thought that's over there wearing that Iron Sheik material.
Okay, he's saying stolen identity. I asked him what tribe. But, you know, a lot of us don't really know.
I mean, it's okay. Right. Just go by the best.
And then he said, you know, stolen tribe and stolen language. So basically he's saying, I command you, they're kidnapping people everywhere.
Right.
And so
right.
They're stealing.
Right. But the basis of our language, bruh, is tied to electromagnetic. It's tied to electromagnetic, King. You got to study water condensation. If you don't study it, You will not know our language because we are water-based people, okay? The babies be in water before they come out the womb.
Yep.
Okay?
They're already in a solution themselves.
A woman got to bathe herself to keep her clean. You understand? Mm-hmm. We got to bathe ourselves to keep us clean. We are water-based people. We've always been around agriculture to grow our food that way. We never ate on that ocean because there was none at that time. So you have to comprehend, brother. And I'm going to show you right where this is located at for anybody who want to peep it out, these coordinates right here. But if you come right here to where Morocco is, and you come to where it says Santa Cruz, it's adjacent from it. It's diagonally from it. All you got to do is find this cut and that cut right there. When they both, when you come to that arrow, when them both lines connect, you're going to see that same design right over here. That's how you'll find it. So long story short, King, you know, it's sad and it's messed that somebody playing this game, but you can see how and why, you know, they want a black versus white. A big versus a little, a old versus young, you know, that's just the art of confusion. But putting things in threes will balance out anything in twos. And that's even in fraction when they say two-thirds.
Hello, Ms. Poland. How are you? Thanks for tuning in. Sitting on the set of the Southern Root Radio Station with my man, Dola, a.k.a.
Dola.
You heard me, Master Billy. We just showing y'all some things of where our ancestors thrived and lived, and you know how they always tried to show it like it was a different tribe or certain other people living there. And once this video is saved, and you guys can go back over and look at the information at your own leisure.
Matter of fact, look at this. This is another one that's not adjacent. It's not too far from that. Like it's about at least a good 5 miles from. Now, here you got this one here with this pattern. This is another one. You see?
And see, those, and what he's showing you, especially those who just tuned in, he's showing you where they were actually tunneling and taking material from place to place, storing material, growing certain things underground, whatever that might have been. These lines stretch from literally continent to continent almost because they're such on a big tectonic plate and they all are still connected. I mean, these places go all the way to Italy. You understand what I'm saying? So with these areas that are like all bumpy over here and things that look like nature had more to do with it, you can tell that things were man-made and versus things were, you know, like real architect work and cultivating a certain way of life and civilization. And once I said, once again, moving material, long distances and large, when I mean large amounts of material, grand amount of material.
Indeed. But that's just to, you know, give you an eye opener that our people didn't have to revert to no books. Didn't need it. Because the technology that back then that we had didn't call for it. Yes, your military is using this type of technology. Oh, yes. Yes. Private corporations using this type of technology. Oh, yes. But y'all ain't. You got it right around you all the time. You just don't use it.
And our purpose for even bringing these kind of things because, you know, you still got to wonder, you know, like I did. I wonder, you know, if I was more than what I always thought I was because to even reach the age I am now, I mean, think about it, y'all. Where was, you know, the civilization that I knew I belonged to? Where was the people who looked like me, who didn't talk of slavery and always talk about being beat up and burned down and hung. And you have to know that a civilization that touched all four corners of the earth. I mean, if we're going to go on a cover
and under the earth,
that's what he's showing you now, earthly dwelling. If you think about it, when you look at your sci-fi movie, Lord of the Rings and Superman and movies that show you size of mountains and caves, these are the same depictions that they're showing y'all that your own ancestors did. And before religion, before, like my man said, reading and writing, before any of that crap, there were signs and gestures, true masonry work. Do you hear me, what I'm saying? So, you know, you guys and gals, like I said, we're not here to try to, you know, we're not picking on anyone, but
we're going to break down
something. We're going to break down something for you right quick.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Now, see, this is another call on it. What's his name? Tommy Kim?
Tommy.
Tommy. My bad, King. Tommy. I just called him Pete. I'm getting confused. Now, another thing you need to take a look at now, we all know about these famous bones. They're called the Shango Bone. Your Shango Bone, clear as day, have microscopic measurements all day up and down the block.
You can see it.
But if you take a look at the geometrics in the math, baby, don't matter which one you're pulling up, don't matter how you pull it up. You see what I'm saying? We're going to sit here and show you why your ancestors kept straight lines, because they went by the architect that they were dealing with at that time.
And mind you, y'all, these are bones.
And mind you, peoples, you see the line? You see the shadows? You see the shadow? Oh, they lines. No, they ain't lines, baby. They ain't lines. We're going to take you there, baby. We're going to take you there. We're going to take you there. We're going to take you there. We're going to take you to the shadows, baby. We're going to take you to the shadows, baby. We're going to take you to the shadows, baby. We're going to take you to the shadows, baby. Can you not see your ancestors were billing? And how old this bone is? How old is this bone is? Let's go and look up their so-called probability of what they want to say. How old the bone is. Let's look up and see how old the bone is, okay? Yes, we'll use Wikipedia. We'll just go off on the humbug. I'm not going to make it the clarification number, but we're just going to go off on the humbug. The artifact was estimated to have originated between 9,000 to 65,000 BC. However, the date of that site where it was discovered was reevaluated and is now believed to be 20,000 years, between 18,000 and 20,000 BC. And by looking at this, I can comprehend that. You let me know who rocking that in the 3,000 BC when they built in pyramids.
This is older than pyramids.
And so is the Ashanga bone, so which means this bone correlates with this technology.
So when they try to rub off Egyptian lifestyle and metaphors and certain things they deal with, they bamboozling you. They trying to show you a set of people who, you know, came along.
Well, King, if it was the people who did this, you're going to sit here and lie to the children so the children don't strike back on you.
Exactly. So, yeah, I get that. You
see why drugs and abroad and all over in the black neighborhood. Why? Because they know they don't want somebody to wake up on a large mass scale and start remembering.
And you know what? You know what? And G-Stuff, you know what hurts you more than anything? Your own family members stabbing you in your back.
Yeah.
When a person find out that their own family done did a certain thing to them, child, man, listen, that kills you worse than your enemy.
Indeed it does. And to come to find out, you came to a planet that you wasn't in, because you're trying to find a new place to be. But somebody took that to a whole new level, man, and, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, how you know we been here, you know, how you know we can't, look, man, if we were sitting here being born this planet since the beginning of the planet, we'd have been morphing doing all kinds of stuff. But the fact we showing evidence of building a certain technology, but the technology is not part of the nature, but we're using the nature's powers to create the technology. It shows off real what time it is. Like I said, when people went down there and found all that, the gems, and man, they had all the energy they could work with.
Mm.
They had all the crystals they could work with.
And mind you, there with these different crystals and certain metals, they form in new forms of energy, forming new forms of I want to say false, because it's forced in a way, even though they're using natural raw material. But if you're not aware, that's just like the water that Governor DeSantis dumped in the Tampa Bay just the other day, which is a mixture of sea salt, fertilizer, and fresh water.
Now, what the fertilizer?
And he dumped this crap. He gave the okay to dump tens of millions of gallons of this in the Tampa Bay, Florida waterway.
You know what fertilizer he's talking about? There's only one type of fertilizer you're going to get rid of. Human remains.
And if y'all didn't know that, you need to stop the BSing and learn about even the food that you consume that possibly can contain human waste.
Human remains. When a body dies, they got to do something with all them bones.
Because, see, bones carry
calcium.
And they use that same calcium trait in your food, in things you eat, in things that you drink.
And calcium is also tied to phosphate material, because they're linked, like how you have milk and banana or cream and banana. It's a linkage.
Exactly.
It's a chemical link. If you think it's a game, your glands in your mouth will tell you when you got the food in your mouth.
Why you think people can't deal with dairy no more? And, oh, man. I mean, one day you were eating a bowl of cereal or something with cheese on it, and all of a sudden that day, that your body said, look, we can't take no more of this bull crap. Because all that calcium from fed animals, it builds up in your system. It breaks you down. That's how you have all that phlegm. And you go, you know, you got to run straight to the boo-boo when you're dealing with dairy. So you gotta really monitor the food, because anything that's ripped open, popped open, you really got to wonder. Take a read on the back of your label, y'all, like real talk, and you'll start to comprehend.
All right, now, to go even further, these are some of the ancient ruins that's in the Midwest and your United States area, okay? These are some of them, all right? But to prove to you the same agriculture that you see here with this type of machinery, you saw with these brothers over here as far as with this group down here, okay? You saw the same type of construction. The same type of construction.
And mind you, our ancestors built all this. This is your ancestors. One of their ways of living.
The same type. And the proof is the same type. When we went to the blow-up picture, what did we see?
You see,
there it is right there. The same block material as far as the building prototype. And here it is here. Here it is here. Here it is here. This is in your United States, people. This is all in your United States. So you have to ask yourself a hot topic question on what's going on around you, okay? Again, here it is here. They want to say Native Americans built this. How? And when did y'all stop? No, when did y'all start? And why did you stop? Let me say it that way. How? How did you build this, Tonto? We ain't here to talk and to call you out for the la-la. We here to say, how come you don't sit here and get on these people for sneaking you in or putting you in with knowing you ain't built it? Come on, man. Come on. Just say and tell us what happened. I know you got to clam up. You're going to say something else. I got you, man. It's all good. It's all good, man. Don't worry. It's all good. But, again, you will find this kind of construction in Arizona. Here go another one here in the cliffs. But you got the Grand Canyon, got all this stuff. You understand? Colorado, all them regions up there was involving that desert-like scenery. I'm not talking about Oklahoma. Oklahoma ain't got that because it's flat. If anything, they have something that go in the earth. But as far as going up like that, it's on a flat base unless they get them around their canyons, which I have not seen yet, unless they did something to it. That's a different story. But point being is all this information you can find in your own backyard in the United States, man. But you know, when somebody bring it out, the person got to be the bad guy. This in the Midwest over here with this one. I want to blow it up so bad, but I don't know if it's even better.
I'm blowing it up on my phone.
Even better. Even better. This is even better. See, this is Phoenix. This is Phoenix, baby. This is Phoenix. I mean, these are different locations all in your backyard of the U.S. or A. Look at that. They even went King Kong on your back.
But they're not gonna ecstatically tell y'all and show y'all and want y'all to try to deal with none of this stuff.
They went King Kong on you. They got a little thumbprint right there, baby.
They let y'all know we was here.
But see, you know, when somebody forces a group of people to go bathe or be forced around bacterial water, you know, it is.
Mind you, they were stolen and put into servitude. So, you know, it's just like being in jail. You know, you got to go take a bath.
That's a good way of them getting that seed from that for that next generation. They think ahead like that. They think, forget about them kidnapping a person. What they do, they got that mission. But that ain't the mission. The mission is getting that person impregnated, then getting that other seed impregnated, then getting that third seed impregnated. Once you get the third one impregnated, that's three levels that it got hit with being suppressed.
And then they're breaking, they're kind of watering down the other DNA of the other cultural tribes.
The same thing that happened with
and breeding. Using their people,
yes.
Like, yeah.
The
yes.
Same thing that happened in Braveheart, when that king said of England, since the Scottish people don't want to get out of Scotland and want to hang out with the French, let the French back their place, we'll breed them out, which means they had a rule where if you got married, you couldn't sleep with your wife. The land, the lord of that land had to impregnate your wife first, then you could have your wife.
And man, you were different. You a different person. You know, you Scottish. You Scottish. And here's a man who English or whatever, and he got seniority over you, and then he can come into your room and literally
pancake your woman,
knock her down,
and then
nothing you
can
do about it.
And when she done, she in there crying herself because she done gave it up. She never had it.
And then guess what? And you think she ready to lay down with you?
No.
Because
you said that let it happen. But
so,
see, this is the psychological thing they do to the woman, but then she don't know how to snap out of it from seeing how she got hustled into it. And that's the headache part. It's like y'all get cloud 13 with candy and don't want to snap out of it. And what you do is you hear some information, and it's like you jump in and out the Kool-Aid or that surfer. You jump in like you're playing a hula hoop. Either you end this all the way or get out because you're scared. And I'd rather be out. I'd rather sit here and have animals fight along my side, because I know they're going to sit here and want to melee this thing the right way. They can care less about feelings. They care less about their home. Y'all don't forget about what your home was. You're tearing up your planet, man. You're tearing it up. You don't think planet Earth going to create a natural selection to knock you out of the way? It will, and it can. Keep it up, man. But we showing the people who took you away from you embracing electromagnetic system that you used to live by. And that's what this whole thing is built on, electromagnetic. The pyramids and all that, based on them magnetizing this stuff. And they learned that from the animals on this planet. Think of the animals that can shock you. Think of fireflies that got lights on them. Think of silkworms in caves that glow in the dark. This is connection to electricity and what's in your body and your whole aura. How you think a man is attracted to you, female, or how you attract to a man?
It's
magnetic.
Yeah, it ain't just because you got a big booty or some nice little juggy jugs up there.
And what makes you sit here and dislike the person? That's opposite polarity.
It's magnetic. Either you're drawn to each other, you know when you put the two magnets together, one on the positive side and negative side, you get tension. It pushes back. But when you're really attracted to someone, it is not a physical attraction. It's not that. It's a magnetic attraction. That means you and that energy.
Electricity is involved.
It connects.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yes. The same way all these coaches connect. Because these people showing their symbol. They put their symbol on these things, just like the Nubians did. And you can see the brother here rocking the lion's mane. He ain't rocking no feather. That's the second group I seen out there. Actually, the third group I seen out there was who don't rock feather. I didn't see the old man rocking feather. I don't see this group rocking the feather. I didn't see Nubia rocking the feather. They dealt with the snake more than they dealt with the vulture. So, again, you got to explain yourself, people. And that's the reason why you see the two crowns on the head. You go to Nile Valley Culture, you will see two snakes on their head, baby. You're going to see it. You're going to see two snakes, two cobras on their head.
And see, you know, things like this fascinate us because it shows us identification. And then it shows you the ill content of people, which is our own people, trying to hide the truth about the way that they deal with things to seize power and control. And you have to know that even our own ancestors play one of the biggest hands into the way a lot of things are going the way they are now.
Now, another thing that got me was this, you know, for anybody who went to look back to say, you can't, you won't, you don't.
Talking about black girl magic?
Man, it don't matter.
Is it black girl magic?
As far as I'm concerned, it's tied to hope. It's tied to opium because only a fool would sit here and run to this garbage. And when you see it, nowhere on the wall, I understand it's a fake, whoop-de-doo, but at least you're rocking the Jaguar skin. I give them that much. So, again, if you don't see Papa Shango on the wall, then who created it? Who created it?
Hold on for a second. I got somebody interrupted. All right, hold on. Interrupt my name. Okay, resume. All right, we're back on.
Yeah, if he not on the walls, then when did he get created? When and where and by whom?
That's a character. That's made up right there.
But why he wearing a leprechaun hat? Stuck with it. This man is known for having that skull face and having that hat. What he doing wearing a leprechaun hat, and where is that hat originated from? See, now y'all cold-busted cult and see why he's not on the wall. If it was my choice, I'd kick every last one of y'all off a cliff. Every last one of y'all off a cliff, like this lady here on Cloud 13. I would kick every last one of y'all off. For y'all to disrespect the stuff on this planet, but you, you, me, myself, and I, world, you want to use stuff from this planet to get a person caught up in it.
And then jump the planet up with said items that are deemed to be fashionable, deemed to be fashion forward, deemed to be trending, deemed to be in the know, or all these things, mind you. And I was just telling my youngest daughter, because she wanted to buy a few things with the money, because we're trying to teach responsibility, debit cards, and so on. And I told her, I said, listen, I said, there's nothing wrong with getting what you want, but if you are moving in the ways of ancestral lifestyles, you deal with what you need, and what you need is what you want.
Now, addition to that, I'm going to bring up some artifacts. I hope I can find it real fast. I'm going to bring up some artifacts, and we're going to sit here, because I've been doing some interviews and doing some dialoguing with the Hispanic community, and getting some details on it. And a lot of them, and it's even in their papers over there in Mexico, that they consider that place to be Egypt. You see, that's Central America, as well as the northern parts of South America. But the thing that caught my attention was the stuff that I saw over here, and I'm like, hold up, man. We got some fugaziness going on here, but I put it up before, and I'm going to bring the weight again, baby, to show you that there's something going on. There is something going on. Now, mind you, we all know about this. You understand? We all know about this. But there are other ones that are there that caught my attention, and let me see if I can find it right fast. And when you gaze at it, and when I start to get the information, that it showed me that these people had their own language, like something I never seen. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's what's up. So I'm looking at the information and digging into it more and more and more, and I'm like, okay, so why they got a language, and why the other groups out there ain't got? And that's what caught my attention with it, was the fact that one group has a language and the other don't. So how you know how to measure? How you know how to count? How you know how to build? X, Y, Z. And I had to go there as far as trying to figure out who was sitting here mocking it and knocking out one group and, you know, input another one. Now, mind you, even with this one, here you got some writing indication here, and as you can see, it has some little bit of, you know, alphabets in the V, the I, like a D, the common blade that you would see in Egypt, various others, including the swirl. Now, that's for one instance. Another instance that had caught my attention, you know, this looks real nice. I would love to say, look at that. They got a ram horn, and it's leaning forward like this, with a cobra head on it. Man, that thing looks beautiful. I'll keep this for savings for later. I like the way it is, and I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. All right. Got ready over there, King? I see you over there, you know, get the camera in check.
Nah, unfortunately, I didn't bring my second bat.
Battery?
Yeah, so.
Oh, it's starting to fade out.
Yeah, it's done.
Okay, no worries.
But yeah, I got you here on this other camera, so
I'm trying to put some old artifacts that I have found similar to.
And you got to be careful when y'all looking at some of the artifacts. Some of these things are not accurate.
Sure enough, ain't.
So, you know, you might think sure you're looking at something that's ancient. Nah. A dude named David Duke Donovan, or whatever, probably did that shit.
Oh.
Yeah, what I say, David Duke Donovan.
David Duke Donovan, that's a lot of D.
Oh, man. D.
Really?
Really.
Y'all remember that, right?
Because I'm looking for these particular artifacts.
And I just give him a moment. He's trying to find certain artifacts that will depict certain lifestyles and what they were up to.
Well, not just that, but the language is what caught my attention that was on there. And I want to try to compare that to the Nubian language that's on certain items over there in Nubia. And I can't seem to find it. They're hiding it on. Well, I don't think we'll be able to. Somebody just buzzed me. I had to go look into my log. My log got so much footage, and I can't seem to find it that way. That's supposed to be best. Anyway, let me see. Let me go another way. All right, now these are the different variations of Nubian language that you would see. We get here.
I said, please give me the King website or I can look at it from the beginning. So I get this session. Yeah, no problem, man. It's being recorded live. Mr. Thompson, don't even worry about it, man. You're gonna get a live recording of this session and be able to look at it and give you any link to what we're looking at and other links to get you acclimated with your ancestors. Not a problem. One of the things he's looking at, Bolivia, ancient artifacts. You may want to go into the ancient Bolivia culture, and then you to look at certain sculptures and artifacts. But then what he's doing and what we're trying to do, we're trying to explain what these artifacts are and what they mean and actually why they were put together. Because it's like, just like if somebody wear a gold chain around their neck.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that.
Now see that. Hold on, y'all. We found something here.
Wow, look at that.
Now, if that ain't Asian, I don't know what to tell you.
Now, that's actually,
It says Cambodian art, but that Cambodians, that's
Colombia. Pre-Columbian art.
Wow.
That's pre-Columbian. Now, mind you, you see the brother rocking the feather.
And he has on the full feather vest outfit.
Mm-hmm. Now,
what's up, Chuck Pop? What's up, big homie? Thanks for tuning in.
Addition to this, you can see the smooth detailing in the writing. Now, another thing I want to look at, too, matter of fact, I'm going to come back to the Nubian language. I'm going to say that for another video. But another thing that caught my attention, too, and I'm glad I came to that. I'm so glad I came to that. All right. Chan Chan Peru. We're going to go to Chan Chan Peru. All right. Now, this is Chan Chan Peru, okay? In addition to that,
What caught my attention with Chan Chan Peru is the type of solid masonry these brothers had going on over here. You see? And you see they clearly got the lion on a particular item.
And once again, why are we finding sculptures or walls with lions, and why are we with the lion mane under their face?
I'd be one better, King. This is over here in India. You see this? He's got 1, 2, 3, 4 lions. Watch it from another side angle. There he is right there, King.
And if you know India don't have, like, lions.
They deal with the tiger.
They deal with the tiger.
But why they ain't got the tiger up there? This is a four corner to show you that our cultures was four corner. Wait for this thing to come up. Okay. And that's over there in Petra. That's Petra. But let me come on down. This right here is the highlands of Machu Picchu. You see how high that is.
And that's up there now.
Yeah. But this group also was dealing with the relations of those with the hexagon up here. You see why they got their thing in slope shape like steps. Same thing that you saw with the pyramid underwater. So, yes, we have relation here to show our culture was all over the planet. All over the planet, but the more or less, I think this is the one in I know I've seen one similar to
Malaysia.
I know I've seen one similar to something like this in Hawaii.
I said Malaysia.
That's Cambodia. So long story short, and this is look, it got a whole tree.
I mean, a tree. Did the tree grow on top of that joke? They built the house around the tree.
Right. Why?
They built the house around the tree.
Why do they do that? Because when lightning hit the tree,
you get electricity.
Electromagnetic, baby, and locked in. It's magnetized now. Proof of your ancient and culture sesame when you tie.
See that big tree? That they built the structure around? Because that tree didn't, I mean, it still grew over it, but that tree, you couldn't put no modern man would have tore that tree out.
Which would show why the let me go back up. Which would show why the brother right here in the video. Carved his mask out of a tree. Carved his mask
out of a tree. Mask.
That is known in Africa to carve our mask out of wood. To make anything that we want to make, we make the encasing, we carve in the wood, the log itself, then pull the hot whatever, gold, copper, however, iron, and we'll make our weapon based on what was formed in the bark of the tree.
Exactly.
So it was like a cast. So we use the trees for many things. Many things. But who burnt them down? See that? But again, Chan Chan Peru, this is the type of aerial design it looks like from a high aerial view.
And I, if y'all look at that big one right there, y'all see that right there? This is the prime example of Kaded civilization, y'all. See, everybody think because you got your big screen TV in the house and a refrigerator full of food, how y'all think these people did? And had plenty food and water. And mind you, to get water, they had to divert rivers to get water.
But I'm going to show you something. It's time.
And use the energy of water to get things done as well.
This kind of garment that's coming on down his dude's chin, coming down the side of his head to be a strap for the hat. There's only one place I've seen this There's only one place I've seen this, and that was in Cambodia. That's what they would use as far as the cover up the body on the lower garment, like you would see a Samoan do. I mean, not a Samoan, but a sumo wrestler would do. And the backside was exposed, except for the crack part that was covered. You have the same identical type of slash for that, but they made it a headgear and locked it in. Now, from what I see with this group, they do deal with birds. And they're going to want right there. If you're going to take your time to carve this animal on here, it's for a reason. It's for a reason. But like I said before, and I say it again, even with Indians, they decided to go crazy with it too. And once they got caught up with them, you know, I mean, like I said, this is just showing you the technology itself. But when, even with this, this is when they change. This is when they change. But again, how did the Ching Ching do this architect? Because he was once black. How any other culture know missionary work? Because they were once black. They were people at that time. Somebody forced them into another way of living. This is also in, India? No, I'm sorry, Indonesia. Play with it, man. They magnetize it. How you get it together, keep it together. You magnetize it. That's supposed to be the Hadrian Wall in England. These are great wonders of the planet. Matter of fact, there's another one in Morocco. And matter of fact, this architect is almost similar to the one, let me bump this out of the way because we know it's in America now. Also similar to the Baalbek stones in Lebanon. It's also similar to the Baalbek stones in Lebanon. You dig what I'm saying? Similar to the Baalbek stones columns you see in Lebanon. The same type of high-tech columns that you see there, that's what you see with the one that's damaged. With the one that's damaged. No, not that one. Not that one. I need the one that's damaged. I need the one that's broken up, like really, really broken up real, 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 real bad. Okay, this one here. It's similar to that card, that kind of encased. Look at the column. Same thing here. You know they had a bridge column up here to lock that in. The same group, but here they are in Africa. And here they are over here in Lebanon. Come on, man. Come on, man. Hebrew, you ain't built it. Quit lying. Otherwise, you'd have kept going.
You couldn't have built it. You ain't that old.
Sure enough, man. So now, again, we're going to keep moving further with it. This is also in Burma. It's similar to the ones that you saw in Indonesia with the bells. So, I mean, it is what it is. We architect all over the planet because we look different. You know, they got a Baalbek Lebanon I just spoke of, but they gave you the finished one that wasn't really damaged. But they were the one in Morocco. That's Greece where it's going underground. Underground. Underground, baby. You see, this is over here in Jordan. Similar to the columns you just saw in Baalbek. And also Morocco. Column, man, look how big and massive that is, man. And you got another thing to say, man, that's why I'm screwing you, girl. I got my rims in my car. Man, sit your behind down, maggot. And that's why I'm going to start calling you. Either you a female, you going to be with that rah-rah, you a guppy, or you a male, that gaga-rah-rah, you a maggot. You deserve to have no damn intelligence. Just eat. Now here you see the long, elongated, eloping hairstyles that you would see also in Cambodia to show you that the architect is linked together because of the early types of Buddhism that they had later on in Afghanistan. They came with thin lips. They came with the thin lips. This is over here in Mexico. More ancient column and stone masonry ruins. Some of it got decayed. and the rest of it, like the one in Australia, that pyramid, they pushed that with a bulldozer and pushed all that stuff in the water. So you don't see what's going on. So you don't see what's going on. And this is in Bolivia. Bolivia. And you can see, just like the ancient brothers that you saw over here, let me go to Facebook, with they masonry works. With this right here, stacking stones. Can you see over here that they were stacking stones? You don't see no mortar in there. They were stacking stones too. You see they had skull faces in here, carved in the stones. Skull faces. Some of them could have been animals, snakes and whatnot. But the same thing that you see with the Incas and Aztecs, here you see it here at the beginning works. So, I mean, you got to come correct with this, man. You got to come correct with this kind of work. If you're going to sit here and count them out of talk, you got to count them out all the way, because if this was Inca and Aztec kind of information, you'd have been colored. You'd have seen different type of, somebody must have came in and stopped with this. Somebody must have came in right, right up the street. Anybody else? Come on, man. Everything is an excuse for things to stay in chapter one and not to proceed to chapter two. And that's a problem. And here goes some more missionary work. This is in Syria. Similar, again, the same type of column work that you see. That was in Morocco. That was in Jordan. And that was in Baalbek, Lebanon. Here it is right here, a whole case of columns that had the same type of support up the top. How they got up that high? These are trilithons. They don't know how much it weighs. But look at that. A whole base of line up there was supposed to build the holy, you know, on top for the columns. Man, our people had all kind of buildings and mass things showing, but somebody gave you the books and this, that, and the third, and all of a sudden now we got headache city because nobody want to piece nothing together. Everybody want to sit here and forget about alphabet. This is in Turkey. And these are like sharp, jagged, edge type of missionaries. But they call them come that way. They chip it like that. But it show you the design of our culture. I ain't even going to go to that. It's the design of our culture and how it is. This is in Thailand. But again, masonry without the mortar. Look how it got advanced. As a matter of fact, this is the same thing you see in Cambodia. That same type of structure. They done told on themselves even with that. See that? The same type of structure you see in Cambodia, Indonesia, they rocking the same thing. Because why? Why? Because why? The brother here is rocking it on his wood. That's why. The same geometry that you see right here for the one, Cambodia, Indonesia, like a bullet. It's like the Capitol Hill, the thing you see on top of Capitol Hill and the one you would see in England, the same type of bullet head. There it is right there with the ancient culture. They ain't say they did it. We just know somebody backstabbed out of our stuff and created it. So these are facts. These are facts. These are facts. So between y'all brothers out there, off the Ivory Coast, he don't know what man, dress in a different outfit, and we'll see what he don't know. You dress, you hop out that Iron Sheik outfit, and we'll see what somebody don't know. Talk is cheap, man. Come with a different outfit, and let's see you pull a rank on me then. Your own people in your own group will banish you, and you know it be true. You know it be true. But I just want to sit here and drop this information on you about that basalt, about a world underneath your feet, and how we had this planet rocking. And we got to get it back, baby. Because we don't get it back, we are doomed from beyond repair. And it's already headed for some people because, you know, you just do. You don't think. And you sure don't think ahead. You do. So with that being said, King, you want to enlighten the people anything that you learned today thus far while we close this thing up?
Well, definitely, I want to point out right quick that, you know, I see where people of same culture went back and they just kept a lie going. They put false images around, even left a little bit of trail of themselves, but to make it seem like someone tricked them or did something to them, and in essence, they were the main ones being the culprits in what's been going on, how things been running, and trying to make it seem like they're the victim when they're the culprit.
Yeah.
And they're leaving trails of deception and a little bit of, well, we were here, but we got dealt with the most.
Now you're the greatest victim.
Yeah, we're the greatest victim.
You ain't going to participate.
Exactly. Mm. So since you start the victim, don't have no balls. Just lay on down, and then let us keep on pretending that we are so victimized that we can't help ourselves. Mm-hmm. But yet we are the ones that look like you that has all this going down. That's what I love.
Very, very deep. Very, very deep, boy. Not like getting
hustled.
Mm-hmm. Not like getting victimized.
And this is probably the first hustle game ever. To the point to where we have been made to look down on ourselves. We have been made to not want to grasp for the highest of heights. Because why? Look at it. Every time you turn around, motherfucker, he drinking. They hanging out club 24/7. You're so inebriated till you don't even comprehend that. And it's not to look down on you. But what this segment shows is showing you that you're being played with. You've been tricked. So every time you go to the club and you grab your little shorty on the side and all that, you've been made to do it like that. They want you to be high. They want you to be unbalanced. They want you not to know that, hey, if you look right down by, you know how they say, if the snake was right there, it would have bit you.
Mm.
That's the same scenario. The same motherfucker that's been deceiving you and has deceived your ancestors all this time, they look like you and me. With the aid of others that also wanted to get into this drug trade and prostitution and power and prestige.
Very, very deep. Well, we gonna be getting into some phase two of the underworld. Don't be ugly. We're gonna be pulling up things that they do to the human body when it dies. In addition to that, we're gonna make sure that we enlighten y'all on things to come. And trust me, they come. They come. I just wanted to sit in and inform y'all that you got to be very aware of what's going around you. Don't worry about Shanae. Don't worry about Tawana. And man, look here. You got shit in this world that will distract the hell out of you because it was designed that way from somebody. And it's sad. I know we don't want to see our people's pre-coded capability tampered with, but somebody tampered with the pre-coded information of a lot of people, and you know, we wonder why we get what we getting, and we wonder why we overpopulated. So, long story short, you know, I just want to throw that out there to you that, you know, things are beyond your understanding as far as when it comes to your ancient culture. Also, next time around, we're going to bring up different monuments in the ancient world to show you the design of them. We ain't going to be dealing with Egypt because everybody deals with Egypt. We're going to be dealing outside of Egypt that took place before a lot of things got built in Egypt. And before you got stuff built in Egypt, we got to call out Sudan, Ethiopia, all the way on down. And the same thing with them other continents. So, again, this is your big brother, your little brother, signing off, about ready to drop the haymaker another way. And on that note, King, you got anything you wanna send on out?
Yeah,
to
man.
The world?
Yeah, hey. Know thyself.
The threat is verified.
Know
it is
yourself.
It is real.
You have to build out.
And I'm out with 24/7, baby.
I'm going to get into the
I told you once before, I gotta have it like a rabbit. The kind that only eats the